see. So if the Sunday would be an animal, then what would it be?
I've never thought about days or things in the way of animals. This is quite interesting.
That'd be really boring. A dog.
Why?
Exploring. Sniffing around. Seeing where he can go. Seeing what's out there. Running around, tail in the air. Looking at all the stuff on the way.
I think that's a very difficult question, mostly because I kind of, initially I think of event as, or previously perhaps I would have thought of event as something that kind of happens, irrespective of whether you're there or not. But on that particular day, I was very, very aware of my own kind of like body and personal state of mind and health, and so when you first said what type of animal would it be, because of more about my own personal kind of state, I would have said hedgehog, because you've got that kind of like prickly but also kind of quiet, slow, private kind of feeling.
Oh, I don't know. The first thing that came out of my head was a deer, but that's just because deers are important to me in terms of symbolism of animals. And then my next thought was hedgehog.
Hedgehog?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Prickly on the outside and soft underbelly, no say.
What is the prickly and what is the underbelly?
I don't know. I'm going to leave you to sort that one out. But also that you curl up when, obviously, in defence, the hedgehog curls up. So it's just interesting because I don't normally think about hedgehogs. Yes. I don't know. I think it'd have to be a crossbreed.
In what way? Or why?
Well, it slithered along nicely, so it could be a grass snake. Because it was a nice day and it did slither along and it didn't do anybody any harm. But I felt some of the after things were a bit prickly. So it couldn't be a porcupine, but it could be a grass snake with prickles on it.
So it slithers along nicely, but it's still a snake.
No, it didn't do anybody harm. It just has these little sort of, but not dangerous prickles, just little ridges, maybe a ridged grass snake.
I don't know, I can't think of things like that. The only image that comes to mind is a sort of a grass snake of people wandering up, it's winding its way up the valley and back again. But that's not a creature with a particular character of its own. But
how would I describe the event? As experienced by other people. I mean, I know you can't have that experience without you being part of that, but I don't know how to describe it. I think it would be maybe a badger. Again, I'm thinking woodland creatures. It's kind of like, you know, it kind of felt quite thick and sort of solid. And kind of quite considered, but also potentially volatile, which is maybe quite good for badger.
Volatile because?
Because there's a lot of feeling, and it was sort of, you know, you could have people, you know, there was a potential for it to be explosive. It didn't explode, but, you know, I think if encouraged in certain directions, it could have been very... people felt very... Well, I was surprised, actually, at how strongly people felt about it.